My Interrail. Listen to Robert talking about the best holiday he ever had. First, you will have 1 minute to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, choose the correct answer, A, B, C, or D, for questions 1 to 7. Only one answer is correct. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 1 minute to check your answers.
Well, probably my best holiday was a couple of years ago, when I was 18. Three of my friends and I had decided that after our A-level exams and before going to university, we would all go on holiday together travelling around Europe. We decided that the cheapest way to travel around Europe was by train, so we bought an Interrail pass. We got one which is valid for 30 days and for 30 European countries. When you buy the pass, you also get access to a great app that helps you plan your journey. It's really easy to use. At the end of July, we set off from St. Pancras Station in London and travelled to Amsterdam, passing through the Channel Tunnel. We stayed in a youth hostel not far from Amsterdam Station and rented bikes, so we could travel around the city like Dutch people. You can also go on the canal boats, but they are expensive. Bikes are good fun, but you have to be careful of the trams. From there, we got the train to Berlin, which is full of young people and things to see. We really liked the graffiti wall along the river, and we wanted to visit the Egyptian Museum, but there was a long queue. That's when we learned it's always best to book tickets online. Instead of the museum, we decided to just walk around Berlin and see other things. The city has some great music shops, and we like the food too. Especially their sausages. Next stop was Prague. There are lots of interesting things to see in the old town, and it's a city with a great nightlife. We stayed in a really cheap hostel in the city centre, but for me the best thing about it was that it was full of students from all parts of the world, and we made some new friends. It was really cool. In fact, we are still in touch with some of them. We liked Prague so much that we decided to stay there almost a week before travelling to Vienna. I was a little worried about Vienna. For me, it sounded like a town for old people. You know, all classical music and waltzes. But one of my friends is going to study architecture at university, and he wanted to see a famous apartment house in Vienna called the Hundertwasserhaus. It really is unusual. Very colourful and very interesting. But all of Vienna is interesting and full of young people. There are lots of events in the summer, music, modern art, exhibitions, clubs. We had a really good time, so I was happy that we went there. After Vienna, we got the night train to Paris, the last city on our tour. Of course, we went to the Louvre. Everybody has to go there, but I really liked Montmartre. There are great views of the city from the Sacré-Cœur Church, and we spent a whole day walking around the artists' district. Unfortunately, the youth hostels in the city were all full, so our bed and breakfast was about 6 kilometres from the centre, where transport connections weren't good. The last bus was at 10:30 at night, so we went to bed early in Paris. Then it was back to London. I would really recommend the Interrail pass. It's a cheap way to travel and not boring when you're in a group, even when the journeys are very long. It's true that we didn't see many of the tourist sites, like museums, churches, and art galleries, but we met lots of young people of different nationalities, and together we had a lot of fun. For this reason, I think it was the best holiday I have ever had.
You will now hear the recording for the second time.
Well, probably my best holiday was a couple of years ago, when I was 18. Three of my friends and I had decided that after our A-level exams and before going to university, we would all go on holiday together travelling around Europe. We decided that the cheapest way to travel around Europe was by train, so we bought an Interrail pass. We got one which is valid for 30 days and for 30 European countries. When you buy the pass, you also get access to a great app that helps you plan your journey. It's really easy to use. At the end of July, we set off from St. Pancras Station in London and travelled to Amsterdam, passing through the Channel Tunnel. We stayed in a youth hostel not far from Amsterdam Station and rented bikes, so we could travel around the city like Dutch people. You can also go on the canal boats, but they are expensive. Bikes are good fun, but you have to be careful of the trams. From there, we got the train to Berlin, which is full of young people and things to see. We really liked the graffiti wall along the river, and we wanted to visit the Egyptian Museum, but there was a long queue. That's when we learned it's always best to book tickets online. Instead of the museum, we decided to just walk around Berlin and see other things. The city has some great music shops. And we like the food too, especially their sausages. Next stop was Prague. There are lots of interesting things to see in the old town, and it's a city with a great nightlife. We stayed in a really cheap hostel in the city centre, but for me the best thing about it was that it was full of students from all parts of the world, and we made some new friends. It was really cool. In fact, we are still in touch with some of them. We liked Prague so much that we decided to stay there almost a week before travelling to Vienna. I was a little worried about Vienna. For me, it sounded like a town for old people. You know, all classical music and waltzes. But one of my friends is going to study architecture at university, and he wanted to see a famous apartment house in Vienna called the Hundertwasserhaus. It really is unusual, very colourful and very interesting. But all of Vienna is interesting and full of young people. There are lots of events in the summer, music, modern art, exhibitions, clubs. We had a really good time, so I was happy that we went there. After Vienna, we got the night train to Paris, the last city on our tour. Of course, we went to the Louvre. Everybody has to go there, but I really liked Montmartre. There are great views of the city from the Sacré-Cœur Church, and we spent a whole day walking around the artists' district. Unfortunately, the youth hostels in the city were all full, so our bed and breakfast was about 6 kilometres from the centre, where transport connections weren't good. The last bus was at 10:30 at night, so we went to bed early in Paris. Then it was back to London. I would really recommend the Interrail pass. It's a cheap way to travel and not boring when you're in a group, even when the journeys are very long. It's true that we didn't see many of the tourist sites, like museums, churches, and art galleries, but we met lots of young people of different nationalities, and together we had a lot of fun. For this reason, I think it was the best holiday I have ever had.